good, everybody? We back in this piece one more time. It's Albert with Hip Hop Humboldt, number one podcast in Humboldt. Got to say that one time. You know, just I say that every time. It feels good. But we got the boys back in the building. We got the Cemetery Boys back in the motherfucking building.
Two-thirds of Cemetery Boys today.
Hey, yeah. We miss me, but he gonna, you know, he's got to do some boss shit right now.
Oshane with us. He ain't dead, but he's just at work.
So. Yeah, he's at work. But shit, what's up, boys? Last time, it's been a minute since the last time we talked. What's been new? I see the jams going up. I see all the new music. I see the visuals. Shit, man. Can I just like, you know, I just kind of, you know, I be listening shit. I want to talk one of my favorite songs at the moment.
For sure.
With you, I see the stuff that you've been doing with Harlow.
Yeah, Harlow Road.
So the one that NASCAR.
NASCAR, that one's with the homie DJ Lucas.
Okay, yeah. So when I heard, this is what I was getting into. So when I heard NASCAR, I'm like, God damn, Louis fucking gassing.
Yeah.
Boy is gassing on it. And then I heard, Puppet Master?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, there's the Louis that, that I first got introduced to. Bro, that's crazy how you could turn that on and off, bro. Like,
yeah. My new mixtape I'm dropping next Friday actually is a lot of that kind of back and forth. Like, I have a few songs that are very, like NASCAR, very hard and shit, that, like, hard old style trap shit.
Then
I got the shit that is like the more like traditional, not Louis shit, the cloud rap and stuff.
Emotional
bangers.
Yeah, because like I heard the first thing on the NASCAR, I'm like, bruh, this fool's nonstop gassing, bro. This is no brakes on this motherfucker.
That was the goal with that one.
But then, yeah, like, then go back to the Puppet Master, and I'm like, oh, there's the melody. That's my boy. You know, like, you know, I love both of those styles.
For sure.
Yeah, that shit's hard. And what would you say would be your favorite to create? I'm pretty sure you like doing both of them.
I like doing a lot of shit. I've been enjoying the hard shit more recently. I've been doing that, like, you know, that more somber, like, emo cloud rap shit since, like, high school. So it's, like, fun doing more, like just talking my shit on a track, you know? It's, like, I don't do that a lot. I've written so many, like, sad-ass, like, depressing-ass songs. It's, like, I run out of shit to talk about, you know? Yeah. So I'm, like, I'm gonna go do the hard shit now.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. I like seeing that part of you.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can just genuinely tell you're having fun and enjoying it for what it is, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, not, it's very, like, surface level, you know? It's not very, like, not a whole lot of substance, like, my, like, more deep shit, you know? But I enjoy making that stuff more now because it's just, like, higher energy, like, more fun to make.
Shit.
And I got a lot of that shit coming with my new mixtape, 2K13.
Yeah. Talk about it, bro. Let me hear about that real quick.
So, 2K13, the whole premise of the tape, the reason I named it 2K13, you know, I played a lot of, like, NBA 2K as a kid and stuff. Uh-huh. And specifically, like, the 2K13 soundtrack has, like, a lot of that, like, trap shit, you know, that shit like that. And that's, like, kind of what I grew up on. And so, you know, the original premise for the tape was, the whole tape was basically going to be, like, if I had, like, an NBA 2K soundtrack like that. But it kind of, like, you know, turned into another thing. And it's more just a collection of, like, the sounds that I like that, like, you know, made me the artist I am. Like, I have the hard trap shit that I do, like, on NASCAR and on the title track 2K13. I have this song called Short Bus Shawty that I'm releasing. It's like my favorite off the tape. I'm talking my shit on that one. And then I have the more somber shit like Puppet Master that's really more like my cloud rap roots and shit like that. The tape started out with one night I like drunkenly recorded this freestyle called Drank Empty Freestyle. And it's over, like, a very, like, it sounds like a Drain Gang, like, Blade, Young Lean type beat, you know? And I recorded that one and was just kind of talking my shit, but it, like, sounds like my older shit. So, like, I'm excited for that one, too. And, yeah, it's, like, 8 songs. I'm dropping it next Friday the 13th.
Is that going to be on all platforms?
All platforms. All platforms, everything,
hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm dropping a little freestyle ahead of it. On like Tuesday or Wednesday of this next week.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, it was all produced by my homie Droog, who's based out of Eugene, Oregon. For the majority of the tape, I went up there back in August for a week, and I recorded like the majority of the tape up there.
Oh hell yeah!
So that's dope. I'm hella hyped about it.
Hell yeah! It's gonna. I heard the little snippets you be posting and shit. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, that's the shit I like, because every time we talk, we're always talking about little, like Chief Keef.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm excited for it, and not just to hear it, bro, but to see it live.
Yeah.
Are you planning on doing some of those live?
I'm playing the whole mixtape live on the 14th at our show at Richard's.
14th. This is October, right?
October, this month. 14th, oh, shit. Yeah. Day like after it drops. So.
A week away or some shit, right?
Next week.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. So, shit. We're going to get back into you, but I'm going to touch on my boy here.
Yes,
I'm
going to
talk about Untitled Version 2, or V2. I don't know. What's
V2. That's the fucking thing, is there is no V1. I literally fucking couldn't think of a song name for it, and it just sat in my computer as Untitled and then V2, because like it was the second version I'd recorded of it, and it just kind of stuck. I don't know. That's the first song I've dropped in, God, like 6-7 months or something like that. I don't drop shit, honestly.
Bro, and here's the thing, bro. The thing about you is, like, I love the crazy one, you know, like Adderall. And those are some of my favorite songs, you know, TikTok. Those are some of my favorite songs for me. But this one still, like, reminds me of, like, how beautiful of a voice you got, bro. you know what I'm saying? I'm saying that with love, bro. That shit is hard. You know, it's, like, a little bit more taken back. But, you know, it's, just, like, still very impactful.
It's kind of what I've been trying to do a lot more of. I've always sang over everything, but, like, I don't know, like a little bit more of a story with that one, I guess. Like just talking about, like, I mean, to be fair, like all my songs are sad, even like the ones that sound happy and shit. Like this one was just like more recent shit that I've been going through. And yeah, I think I'm going to be putting that one on like a little mixtape or something. Mm. Don't expect shit anytime soon. Fucking.
Oh, man. Don't tell me that, bro. We want the music. Nah, but I like that song because it's a line I can't really like, but it's, we were talking about finding your voice in public, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
And you say things like that. That's very, you know, very impactful. That's like very, people could, like a lot of people could relate to that, you know, and that's very powerful in your music.
Yeah, I just got like mad social anxiety like wherever I go, and so like I'm usually pretty like quiet and just reserved, and so like that was kind of nodding towards like doing shows and stuff where like I feel like I'm able to like, I don't know, be a little more myself. Like I'm always pretty stiff on stage, and I feel like I've been slowly getting out of that and stuff.
I was about to say, bro, like you talk about, you know, you this shy guy, but it don't show when you're on stage. But when you're on show, this guy on stage, he's out there, he's a motherfucking rock star, bro.
Oh, afterwards, Louie and everyone knows. Afterwards, I sit there for an hour and I'm like, fuck, that was horrible, and I'm freaking out, and I'm all like, that's when the nerves hit and stuff. But
you're your own biggest critic.
Yeah.
So
I'm definitely the pickiest motherfucker
out of the three of us. Yeah,
that's half the reason I don't release anything. Like Louie was saying the other day, is like, you record probably the most out of all of us. You just don't drop shit because I have like, you know, 50 or 60 songs that are half done, or even some that are like fully done that'll like never see the light of day, especially now, like after losing my laptop and not backing that up. Like fucking, there's probably 100 songs that were done that are just gone now.
You lost your laptop?
Yeah, that was like, fuck, that was our last show, wasn't it?
Yeah, the 28th of June.
Yeah, June 28th, laptop broke.
No, fucking shit.
Everything's gone off of that shit, so I had to get that laptop repaired and start fresh.
Years worth of music gone.
God, that's heartbreaking, bro. Like, that's something so heartbreaking right there. But we're going to turn it, you know, we're going to be happy right now. Yeah. The song Obsession.
Oh, yeah, Obsessed.
Obsessed, I'm sorry. Yeah, that, bro. Quit playing with me like that, bro. Why ain't you gonna be?
No, I sat on that one for like 6 months too. I just like never released it, and then one day, Louis, you know.
I can't get him to make content or anything, bro.
Yeah. I'm not as bad as Osha with that.
No,
bro.
No, you're not.
Osha doesn't post shit.
Yeah. little sneak diss at Osha there. But
hey, don't diss my boy like that. The last show, I tell him this every time I run this, the last show that you guys had at the GOAT. I was like on my way to use the restroom. I had to fucking take a piss, you know. I was just full of beer, and then like I'm over there, and then he plays one of my favorite songs from him, and I'm just like, "Oh, bro, fuck this restroom. I'm going." Yeah.
No, Osha's been like, I don't know. He's definitely the most like shy, doesn't talk to people, like fucking elusive. But he
elusive humble legend.
Oh yeah, that fucking description. Now,
I wish he was here. I'm gonna act like he was here because I wanted to talk about the Die Online Part 1 and Part 2. Those two songs back to back, man. Yeah. That shit was hard, bro.
That whole little tape is hard,
but those two like stuck out because back to back, I'm like, damn, this shit was like a story, bro. Like it was like a little play or some shit.
No, Osha's gotten so fucking like. He was great before, but something like switched that me and Louis have noticed like in the last like year is he's just like exploring more of a range with his voice, like his storytelling, his mixing, like everything is fucking insane. And then his like his stage presence too.
Like he's usually just better.
He used to just like fucking stand in the middle of the stage and kind of nod his head and shit and sing. Man, and see, now it's like,
well, I've caught y'all when y'all were, you know, getting comfortable on that shit. Yeah. So it's hard to imagine you know, because like I even see, bro. I remember seeing y'all at the Rampart shit, and just remember seeing, you know, from there to like the shows that we, you know, recently. I'm like, God damn, these boys! I'm proud of these boys, bro. Like, well, y'all some real rock stars. You, bro, you out here getting smacked on stage, bro. What's going on?
that's like a ritual I do. I'm thinking about retiring that soon. That song that I do that for has gotten like. Kind of, I don't know, it's not my favorite anymore.
Louis just has a public humiliation
kink. Yeah, a little bit. I like being sat on and hit and shit. Nah, but...
Hey, bro, we like who we like, bro. Yeah, exactly. I ain't here to judge that, bro.
Nah, but... yeah, I've always, like, out of the three of us, you know, I feel like I've been the most, like, comfortable on stage. I like the attention. I'm gonna keep it real. I like the attention, but I've definitely gotten better since, like, my first show was at Outer Space Arcata when they were still up on, was it 11th? Yeah. The old venue on 11th that they tore down. Even back then, like, I'm not nearly as good as I am now at it. And I'm still learning. I'm not saying I'm good at it, but
man, you know, I'm getting. Fun. You know, you good on stage.
I'm getting there. But like even then, like back then, I was a little more like nervous. I remember first show I did, I was wearing like these tight ass skinny jeans, but I'm also like a skinny ass motherfucker, and they're kind of big on me. And like mid performance, I just feel them shit starting to slip down. No. And I wasn't wearing a belt. I had a mic in one hand, just like trying to like for the rest of the show, like grab it onto my pants while I'm performing. So now whenever I do a show, I fucking tighten my belt as fucking tight as I can. Ain't gonna let anything like that happen again. So. God, I don't think I've ever told anyone that. Y'all are hearing it here first.
I don't even think I knew that.
No, you weren't even. That wasn't even the one you were at. That was like the very first one.
I was at the second one.
Yeah,
that you're was at when the, it was you guys. City Hippie
performed. Who else performed?
Jose it? Baby.
No, For the Masses did.
For the Masses
performed it.
Shout out Josh and Nigel.
Jose and Vinny Bands performed at the first one we did though. And they're the only other act I remember from that one. Those shows were fun back in the day.
Didn't you guys follow up a puppet show?
What? Yeah, we did. Yeah, that I'm glad we. I'm not gonna diss anyone, but we definitely upgraded our venues since then. But yeah, that was those are some good times.
Well, shit, man. Yeah. Speaking of shows, I know you said you guys got one. Coming up the 13th October, right?
14th
of October. You guys get any more shows after that?
Yeah, so on the 27th, we're gonna be performing at Emo Night in Arcata at Rampart.
Oh shit. Yeah. That's gonna be crazy, bro.
Big ass lineup.
We're going on
10:25
to 10:55. Super short set. It's a bunch of other like local musicians and stuff. They're like it's gonna feel like the old Rampart shows where it's a mix of just like fucking five or six different genres instead of just kind of like, you know, what we do with our shows us. But yeah, there'll be like live bands, there'll be DJ sets, we'll be up there for a couple songs each, and then what is it? Like another DJ set and then like a skate competition and then just party the rest of the night till like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
so.
it's going to be lit. Everyone should pull up. I'm excited for that one. And then I got a show at Redwood Retro. It's not Cemetery Boys related. Just a little show I'm putting on there on the 13th of November.
Hey, let's go.
With DJ Lucas, Papo 2004, Subject 5, Slicey, Afterthought, and then my homie Harlow Rhodes flying out from Massachusetts.
Oh, damn. Let them know.
Yeah, him and I are opening that one up.
Damn.
So that's going to be November 13th at Redwood Retro. We're starting, I think doors open at 6, like right when the shop closes. Music will probably start at like 7 or 8.
Yes, sir. Shit. Bro, they fuck with you over there, bro.
They do.
They fuck with you over there.
Shout out.
I think we need to get something going there for Cemetery.
Yeah,
Boys.
I think it'd be dope. Their venue's really sick. You know, only thing about there is, like, I think it's 10 p.m. curfew.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But, you know, you'll be able to make it work.
I'm excited for that one. You know, we're getting a bunch of artists from out of town.
Yeah.
Tickets are on sale now. All the tickets to all the shows and shit are in my bio on Instagram. So
my boy's ahead of the game. Look at him. He's
got that link tree. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Y'all planning on doing any shows outside of Humboldt? Have you gotten any shows outside of Humboldt?
We were supposed to, September
30th.
September 30th. But we were going to be playing down in
Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Santa Cruz. Yeah. And we fucking thought about it like 3 or 4 weeks before and went, me and Louie just started school. Osha just started like working as a personal trainer. And so it's like, and plus we're all fucking broke. So we were like, we don't think we can do this anymore. Shit. So as soon as we can get our funds up and like, you know, make a solid plan, we'll be doing stuff. But for now, I think we're going to stick to Humboldt.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Yeah. Y'all got a following, bro. Y'all, people still hungry for that shit.
Now that the school year started back up, there's going to be a lot more shows. We usually take like breaks during the summer just because like everything dies down around those months.
Yeah.
But yeah, there'll definitely be a lot more shows between now and, you know, fucking next summer or whatever.
So we got Louie throwing his own shows out here. Mm. You got anything planned for yourself? Are you?
Not really. I mean, like, I want to try and branch out. That's just the thing, is there's not a lot of other people. Like, everyone else who he's performing with is going to be coming in from out of town and stuff. Like, I don't really talk to anyone else, like, who makes similar shit that I do.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, I want to do other shows. Like, I don't want to be, you know, dependent on Cemetery Boys. Like, not that I don't love doing those shows. It's just like, it could be cool to, you know, branch out and do my own thing for like a show or two or something like that.
And that's going to be, you know, that's whenever everybody's going to start climbing, because you got your thing, he got his thing, thing, and y'all come together for this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, man. That's just dope though. I mean, because like I'm saying, bro, I want to see those ones that you've been doing. I want to see the ones that you did Untitled. I don't know if they're going to be live anytime soon, but bro, I can't wait to see that.
And I got some other shit too, like that's not released.
Bro,
I bet we'll probably, once this is all stopped recording, me and him are going to show you some shit.
I heard some shit from you the last show. I think I was helping y'all out with the door.
Yeah.
You was out there talking. You was talking some big shit too, bro. Talking about, I got shit on my hip. I keep it on me. Big shit like that. I was like, okay. I didn't know Benny had that shit on him like that.
No, it's all cap.
Yeah.
We dabble in cap rap a little bit.
That shit was hard though. I like that shit.
Unfortunately, that song's fucking gone. That was on the old laptop. One day I got bored and was like, I want to make music, but I just didn't have the inspiration to like, you know, get deep or write anything. So I found this like, you know, glitchcore hyperpop type beat and was like, what if you made like a fucking, you know, like hella braggy, like talk your shit kind of rap song, took lyrics that you would take from that and like sang on a hyperpop beat. And so I was talking about fucking having the fucking being strapped up, fucking whatever. But
I like that shit a lot, bro. I was like, oh, okay.
I really like that one too.
I'll probably do some more shit like that. Like, all that's fun. I definitely got to make up for the fact that like half my fucking set is missing now, but you know.
Oh, bro. That's sad. I hate hearing it. But, bro, what's up with the, I see the whole 2K13, the mixtape cover, bro.
Yeah.
That shit's hard.
Yeah.
Let's go back to what you're saying about the whole
I wanted to make something that looked like the cover NBA 2K13, but I don't got the fucking Photoshop skills that Benny's got. So I just whipped up some bullshit in Pixar. I'm not gonna lie, that shit took me like 10 minutes to make.
I love those though, bro. Like, a lot of your covers got like a certain theme to it.
Yeah.
I fuck with that hella, bro.
And that's kind
of what? I've been making a lot of your covers too.
Yeah, you made the last two I made the Puppet Master one, but you did the NASCAR and the 2K13 one, and you did another one? I think those are the only two I can recall.
I think I've worked on a few and you've ended up switching it. Yeah. Or there's one for another tape that I made a hell of a long time ago that's gone.
Oh, yeah, that shit's gone. I don't even think I have that.
Yeah.
I had a different idea for that one if I ever get around to it anyway. Yeah. The 2K13 one, yeah, just like I made like half that shit in PixArt on my phone because like they got like all the AI like cutting out and shit, and I like can't be bothered doing that shit on Photoshop. So I did that there, and then I like did all the text and stuff in Photoshop, and shit took me like, yeah, like 10, 20 minutes. And I'm like, this is good. This is the cover.
I like all your covers though, bro.
Yeah. It was going to just be the concept cover, and I was going to take it to Ben or someone to like do a better one. But like the more I looked at it, I'm like, no, I kind of like this. Like, I'm just going to keep it.
I like it, bro.
Yeah.
I like it. But y'all got some of the fucking sickest shirts in the fucking merch game out here. I ain't gonna lie, bro, because I got two of them, and that's my favorite
made
shirt.
By Benny, like damn near all made by
that's
Benny.
All you, bro.
Yeah,
that's all you.
I do all the designs, and I print some hand prints them myself and stuff in my kitchen or at Louie's house. Like he has a big ass garage. I just print there.
Yeah,
but we're gonna be selling some more, just like leftovers from the last show that didn't sell too well.
And the one that kind of looked like the Harley Davidson.
Yeah,
that's my favorite shirt, bro.
We're gonna be selling those at all the shows, and hopefully use the funds for that to make some new designs, make some more shirts and shit.
Bro, I'm still asking for the one that you guys did before that one, bro. It was before you guys did the flame design.
It was the fucking
the X's.
Yeah, it had the spikes and shit. Yeah,
bro, that shit was hard.
I might have a spare one I could find somewhere.
Hey, if you got one, bro, I'll give you a couple bucks.
I have one that's like a women's small. If you want to wear like a nice little tight fit,
yeah, you get that little crop top.
Yeah.
I've been working out a little bit. I've been growing out of my large.
It's a red one too. It's the only one printed on
a red shirt.
It's like a crop top I'll need, bro. It'd be like hella crop top.
I'm gonna need that.
Yeah, bro. One of one, hella rare.
We gotta pin the market for our small amount of female audience. Make some cemetery girls shirts or something.
For surely, yeah.
That's all of our girlfriends have been asking for that,
bro. That's one thing I didn't want to say about that, bro. Y'all got some motherfucking supporters, bro. Y'all ladies, bro, your women, they really supporting you, bro. Yeah. I ain't going to say what happened, what, where, but the last show, they was in motherfucking faces, bro. I was
going
like,
to war.
Hey, going to war. I'm like, hey, rider. That's the definition of a rider. Die right there. Shit.
Yeah.
She knew if I did something, we wouldn't be going back. But if she went and did something,
I just turned my back for 1 second. I turned around. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah,
but hey,
it's a wild
one. That's some real shit, though. That's the real, you know what I'm saying? They got your back, bro. And that's behind, you know, you got to have somebody strong behind like that, you know?
Yeah.
That shit's.
They put up with us.
They try.
Yeah.
My dog, yeah.
Shout out.
They out there pulling up tough, bro. And then I see all your friends pull up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it just keeps getting bigger, bro. It's getting cooler. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all had, you said, come on, bro. You don't tell me that you ain't got no music coming up next. I know you got some music. Louis stacked up over here. I know you got some shit.
I know. I'm like ready to take a break for a minute, you know, like sit back and like work on the next tape. But
I got like one song that's like everyone says is done, but I'm like, it's not done yet, basically.
Fucking songs like that.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But it's a little more of a different vibe. Feels like kind of the middle ground to like if you go on my SoundCloud when I used to make like that fucking screamy, grungy shit. It's like a mix between like that and fucking the hyper pop sing song shit I do now.
Yeah, now that I love that Untitled shit. For real, bro. That shit's sick. You guys got any plans for any visuals coming out soon?
As soon as I get some fucking money.
I know.
We got one video actually that me and him probably won't put out now just because like it's a little too late and we're focused on other shit. But like it was a really good like proof of concept to like kind of what we want to do at least.
Yeah.
We still might drop it at some point. Maybe, I have it done on my computer. Like I just the reason I didn't drop it is like we took a minute to finish it and now it's like I'm going full like swing like roll out on my mixtape and shit, you know? And so I'm like I don't like I'm dropping visuals for the mixtape. I'm dropping like that little freestyle I did for the mixtape. And I feel like just dropping this like really ravey like dance track like in the middle of all that would just like be out of place.
That's for that song that me and him put out like a few months ago that I thought you wanted more. No one fucking listens to that shit. But it was fun.
Yeah, it's like fucking 200 plays on Spotify now.
I like that, but hey, I like that little dancey shit because even that shit, the back rows too. Yeah, you got that like bouncy shit too.
Yeah,
you
know? No, that one's super fun. That one, I had a fun time recording that one, and I'll have. When Harlow's out here, like, I'll probably do videos for, like, all three of the songs that me and him have together.
I'll probably end up shooting that with, probably, like, 99 Drowntown or something.
Yeah,
like,
shout out 99 Drowntown. He shot our last video we did.
That kid's funny, bro. Yeah. I follow him, and I'm like, that fool has me rolling between y'all two. I'm like, y'all, that shit's funny as fuck.
Don't sleep on the fucking comedians slash rappers around here, bro.
Nah, bro, that's another thing I was going to bring up when you guys were talking about shows. I just, like, yeah, you comfortable on stage, and, like, I like seeing the energy and shit. Not just that, but this fool's funny, bro. Yeah. Like, he's funny on stage, bro.
Damn near doing, like, stand-up sets in between my songs and shit. Like, I don't know. I just like talking to the crowd and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
like, man. I enjoy it. It's good, like, interaction and stuff.
I think that's what I need to work on. I just, like, talk shit about myself on stage. I'm just like, this sucks. Like last show we did, like, it was just horrible for a fucking large amount of reasons. But I was just on stage looking at the crowd, and it was, like, mostly our homies, so I felt comfortable enough to be like, fuck this. Like, I'm over this. Like, I need to get out of my head sometimes, though, and realize that, like, just because I'm, like, seeing issues going on with shit doesn't mean that everyone else is.
I have this thing, you know, once I see like everything's going on, I'm just like, there's nothing I can do about the point. I'm like, you know what, fuck, I'm just gonna have fun. Just have fun.
That's what I did that night. I was like, y'all were all tripping. I'm just like, fuck it. Like, I'm up here. What am I gonna do about it? You know?
You there.
And then there's OSHA that just goes song after song after song and then fucking evaporates.
Disappears. I don't know where the fuck he goes after the shows.
Yeah, he feels like a vampire, bro.
He's an enigma.
I think he's just a figment of all of our imaginations. I don't think he actually exists.
He doesn't exist, huh? He just pops up every Cemetery Boy show and dances, huh?
Yeah.
No, we missed the boy.
For real.
We gotta see some visuals from him. So, do you direct a lot of your videos, or like, is it just some ideas you have and you just hit up?
Me and Ben, we kind of bounce back and forth.
It's like, mostly like we were hanging out, driving around in my car and shit, and fucking like, we'll like think of something funny or make a joke. And then we'll be like, what if we turn that into a bit? And then we'll sit there for 20 minutes and like talk about it as a bit. And then 90% of the time, never go back to it.
Yeah, no. And like the videos we did do, like the one that one night was like very spur of the moment. We hit Drowntown up. We literally, we went out to like the McKay Trail in Cutton and just like went out in the forest and shot a video. And there's like motherfuckers in their houses like shining flashlights at us while we're just like in the woods being stupid and shit. But it's very like, that's something I kind of wanted to work on a little more with the videos, was like having like storyboarding it, because every video that I've dropped has kind of been spur of the moment, out with homies, like, oh, this is a cool spot to shoot a video, let's shoot right here.
Yeah.
And you know, like maybe putting a little more like production value, like also like half the videos I've done have been just shot on like iPhone, or like even like I have like an old camcorder, like shooting them on that, you know. Like if you look at my like first few music videos I dropped, it's like on an old like camcorder from the 2000s, like very like lo-fi and shit.
It
brings it, hey, the whole aesthetic though brings it all together.
It's a charm. There's a charm to it that I for sure have been wanting to do, like some higher production value like stuff with my videos, especially because the music, like my new tape, the like sound quality and the mixing and stuff is so much like higher quality now than the rest of my like body of work, that like I kind of want the videos to like match that as well.
Yeah definitely.
It's a fucking, I don't remember his name. I was looking at his Instagram the other day. He's been doing a lot of the stuff for like Reef and all
Cosmo?
Them. Yeah. His stuff is dope. Like it's like super high quality shit. And I'm looking at it and I'm always like, fuck, this is like, that's kind of the shit that I want for my videos. I'm just sitting here like, I don't fucking got a dollar to my name right now.
Shout out Cos, bro. That fool's I've been seeing him everywhere, not just like online, but I actually been running into him everywhere. Super cool dude, bro. He fucking did the thing for my birthday. It surprised me, and I'm like, bro,
Oh, yeah. Damn, we couldn't fucking pull up for that. I forget. I think the next day my girlfriend had a drag show. And so I was helping her out with like all that shit.
Hey, bro. It's all good, bro. We just had a little party. We were vibing on juice. Yeah. We was out there smoking. We smoked the whole motherfucker out, bro.
Hell yeah.
They told us we can light up in there. We hotboxed it. That was fun. Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't tell me I can smoke
inside. We'll make up to it at the next show.
Yeah,
we'll
turn out. Hey, it's going to happen within time. We're going to link up within time, brother. It's all good. But shit, bro, I can't wait to see it. Like, whatever else you guys got planned.
Yeah.
I know last podcast we're talking on how you guys like, you know, how you guys like to record and all that shit. How you guys recording these days?
Same shit.
Same shit.
Different day, yeah.
Sitting in my fucking room doing it. If it wasn't like when my laptop broke, Juice actually slid up on my story and was like, yo, you can come through the studio and stuff. And I was talking prices and I'm over here like, fuck, it's, you know, not that expensive, but I still, you know, sitting here broke as fuck, like, about to ask my girl for $50 to come to the studio or some shit. Hey, like,
I know, I'm like sitting here now and I'm like, damn, maybe I need to get out of my fucking lair every once in a while and come somewhere and record, but
I don't know, it's like comfortable though, like, just, it's dope, and like, I've always wanted to try out a real studio, but like, I feel like the most, like, comfortability can like make like the best songs and stuff, so like,
Yeah,
in your own little element, you know exactly how everything's supposed to be, like, you know how like the, you know, reverb in your room sounds, where to set your mic in your room and shit, and it kind of like, it can add to that like sound you have, so like when you go somewhere else sometimes it can like, it's still dope, but it's like, it could be a little off because you're like, oh, it's like not
my,
you know, shit like that.
My whole thing is I just feel bad making an audio engineer like click restart over and over so I can re-record shit. Because I, like, sometimes I take, like, fucking, I think on All Cats Go to Heaven, I went with Harlow, my hook, like, the number on Ableton Byte, I think was at, like, 120. I took 120 takes of that one fucking hook.
Damn.
And I could not imagine, like, going into, like, a studio and making, like, that'd be the whole session right there. Just trying to get that fucking hook recorded, you know? So I'm like, maybe I'll just stick to it at home, but.
Yeah, I feel like if I ever went to a studio, I'd like, pre-record it at my house to like understand exactly what I want to do, come in, like listen to that back and go, okay, this is exactly what I need to do here, just to like, you know, have a full blueprint, because I don't think I could be one of those people that can like, you know, fucking go in fucking one or two takes, like first try and figure it out. I have to like really flush out an idea before I want to do it.
I'm
just now getting into the idea of not even writing while making songs and like trying to go off of just like feel for it, at least, where like maybe I'm not even like saying words, you know, half the time I'm just like making a melody and like where I want syllables to be, and then I listen to that back and I go, okay, now I can write and put words in place of where that's supposed to go.
So Kanye does it.
I mean, a lot of bands do that shit, like
You gotta get the reference track out the way.
I'm trying to think of their name. They have it's like Lead Yellow Better, Pearl Jam. There's a whole, like, that's how, I forget the lead singer's name, but he used to record all of his shit like that, and then he did a take one day, I guess, or something, and, you know, doesn't say any actual words throughout that whole song.
They did it on a real song that they released.
Yeah, and then they actually just fucking released it, and it's, like, a fucking masterpiece. I love that song.
Yeah, no, I love hearing about people's different writing processes, you know, because, somebody had told me, and it's like, everybody's different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everybody comes differently, everybody, you know? Me, personally, I like recording with, like, pretty much Juice would probably be the only one in the room because he's mixing it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just me. And, you know, sometimes I do get, like a little insecurity because I'm like, man, I feel like I'm pissing Juice off. I just say, hey, record that again. Can I do that over again? Can I do that over again? But I feel like it's super cool to hear you guys talk about how you guys are able to just, like, record in your room. Like, I started, you know, I had got a little setup back home, and just, like, catching that of being like, oh, this is, I'm being able to like not just have my songs in my head and like I have them, I can recite them back and forth, but I can actually like work on them here with these little pieces, you know, and like just seeing how you guys are just using that and like to the full maximum, you know what I'm saying? Because those songs, you say that shit ain't, you know, like I've been hearing some snippets too and I'm like, bro, this shit, when is this coming out, bro?
Ben's like way too critical on his shit, but also it's like, I know the feeling, because, like, I'll record something and other people will tell me it's good. That's like, no, I need to change, like, this, and this, you know? And it's like, then it's the same thing. Like, I'll hear some shit. He has a way better voice than me singing-wise. So, like, he'll play me some shit and it sounds, like, fucking perfect to me. But he's like, yeah, it's not done yet, you know?
I'd rather drop like 4 songs in a year and know that they're like the best I could have done with them than drop like, you know, a song a week and like 90% of them are trash. You know, like I used to do that, like with the like getting my bearings, like making like my SoundCloud shit back in the day. I used to literally just make a song in 15 minutes, like say, fuck it, done, throw an EQ on it and throw it on a beat, like no mix, and just like put shit out. And it wasn't until I started like really focusing on it and seeing like putting work into it, I started seeing like, you know, people were listening to it and people were fucking with it. And so then like, that's just my whole process now. It's just, I sit on a song for fucking forever. Like, but yeah.
Yeah, and before, I'm just going to speak on a little bit, but before we got started recording, you said you going to school for...
Yeah, I'm going to school for engineering. So I'm like a STEM major right now. I'm just taking fucking what... I'm in my first real semester, and I'm taking college algebra, trigonometry, and fucking chemistry, and next semester you're going to be doing even more, and yeah, hopefully... I don't know. I wanted like a... I knew I could have gone for like music or, you know... gone for an easier like course, like gone for easier courses and shit, but my partner's an engineer, and just seeing how she's living now, I'm like, I want to live like that too. Yeah. And also it's like I enjoy math, and so like having
nerd
fucking but like it's also like, you know, I have a good, I wouldn't even call it a fallback, it's just a secondary option in life of like go to school, become an engineer, and then use the money that I'm making from that to not only like, you know, using life and on myself to make my life better, but to also put into music and then be able to have everything that I need for that. And if music doesn't work out, like I'm still set with a career that's going to leave me in a very good position in life. So yeah. Shit like that. Louis over here being what, a fucking liberal arts major?
I'm just English right now, bro. I'm just like kind of just spraying and praying.
Gonna do poetry.
Yeah, fucking writing some, I don't know. Like I do not have the same mindset you do of like, oh, I need to like make money. I'm just like, I'm gonna create shit. I might be dead in 5 years. I just want my life to be documented. So I'm writing, going to English, doing English classes.
Shit, my boy's
writing,
working.
He's over here like, I gotta watch a 2.5-hour movie for my fucking
cinema
for my cinema class, and I'm like, I have to do 60 trig questions by tomorrow. Like,
yeah. Bro, I don't have a long attention span, bro.
You think I do? No. I just force my brain to do it. I don't know.
Well, we're not the same, bro.
I've tried to explain a math problem to him before.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to y'all talk. Y'all are funny as fuck, bro. But I was just going to get to, how hard is it to like balance that of like being a college student, having the work, and then throwing the music on top of that?
Oh, not even just that either. It's like I'm throwing, you know, my responsibilities in life on top of that. I'm throwing like my relationship on top of that. So I got to like juggle like, oh shit, I got to do my schoolwork, but I got to like, you know, do the dishes and do the laundry, and I got to make sure I have some time spent with my girlfriend. And I also got to like, you know, make sure I have some time for music. And so like, I don't even have an answer for that. I'm still figuring that shit out.
Still figuring it out.
Yeah. I literally woke up this morning to do an algebra exam just so I could fucking do this shit today and not have to worry about it later. Like, you know, shit's rough, and I got 3 years or 4 years of it now, but you know, like in the end, it's all going
to
be worth it.
So when y'all supposed to be graduating?
Fuck, I think I'm projected for like 2026 or 27.
I wish I had the camera this time, bro. If you want to see Louis' face, he's like,
I don't, dude, everything else in life is just a side chick to music for me. I'm just like, it's like my fucking, like, you know, parachute. If like, I really don't go anywhere with the music, but like, it's been what I want to do since I was like 8 years old.
It's going up, bro. I'm seeing the numbers go up, bro.
I try not to focus on the numbers anymore.
Every time I click on that page, I'm like, man, my boy got up, bro. But
yeah, it's streaky with the algorithm on fucking like Instagram and shit, you know, like 1 week I'll get like 2 mil on a fucking video, and the next week it's like I'm barely grazing like 4 or 5K on a post, but try not to focus on that shit.
I've been noticing a lot of your old videos on TikTok are getting taken by random accounts now too.
Really? Yeah. I don't go on TikTok anymore.
It was that one that got a bunch of views back in the day where you're sitting on the couch and you're like, what are you doing in my living room?
That one always gets fucking taken, dude. I think like I've seen 10 different pages post that video. Yeah. But
that are the amount of like fucking try not to laugh TikTok compilations on YouTube I've seen you in. Yeah. Like,
And then when I post that shit, it gets like no views now.
Yeah. I've seen people be like, stop stealing shit. And you're like, it's fucking me.
It's like, my video. It's like, no, TikTok fucking blackballed the fuck out of me, dude.
I think the best is when I feel like I started the Louis dead fucking thing.
Low key, yeah.
I was posting on your videos like, rest in peace Louis, and people were like, I thought you were dead, and I'm like, he is, we're posting his archive, or we're posting his own videos. Yeah. His archives, and everyone's like, damn, rip, like,
you boys are real menaces, bro.
Yeah. Hey, it adds to the mystery, bro.
It's all right, I fuck with him like that, and then all of his fans think I sound like fucking Mordecai from Regular Show, so it's like,
you do. Sounds just like, should I pull up the fucking cover? The car wreck cover right now?
No.
Let me see it. I want to see it.
I'm playing this shit. It's too late, then.
It's too late. Bring it up. Bring it
out of you.
It's so bad, but it's a little too accurate.
It's pretty good. The beginning, I got to find this shit. The beginning, like before it actually starts singing, it sounds just like you, like the humming and shit. Here it is. That AI.
I fucking hate this. See, no, this
it don't sound like Ben. I just had to fuck with them for a sec.
Oh my god, bro. I love this shit. Y'all are too funny, bro. Y'all are too fucking funny, bro.
Oh, man.
As I'm saying, I enjoy, like I said, that's why I follow y'all, bro, because it's just everything, bro. It's like, it's all enjoyable to, like, just hear, watch, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom's is in town too, and she's like, I tell you all the time, my mom really listens, so I was playing some of this music, and she was like, oh my god, I love this song, I like this song too. And I was like, yeah. Oh shit, you really be fucking with Louie then. You really be, yeah, mama, yeah. My mom will listen to everybody though.
Oh yeah, that's, you know, dope.
Yeah, shit, bro. Well, bro, I'm going to take this time right now. Shit, y'all open it up. Y'all let people know what y'all doing right now. Let them know to find y'all.
Yeah, man.
I mean, they know who my boys are. Yeah. You let them know
we're
who you
out
are.
Here. Well, I'm just not Louis on all platforms, obviously. Same fucking thing. I got lucky there. So wherever you look up not Louis, except for TikTok now, you'll find me. And got 2K13, the mixtape. Coming October 13th, Friday the 13th. Got a bunch of shows coming up. You can find them all in my bio and shit. And yeah, that's about it.
Fucking shit. I basically just got like Instagram, anywhere you can listen to music and stuff. Look up Ben in Pain. Just dropped a new song.
Man, what's the song's name, bro? Let us know, bro.
Fucking Untitled V2. Uh-huh. Listen to that shit. Listen to that everything
shit.
That's else.
Nice. That shit's nice. I'm
expect more, maybe.
Come on, bro. Don't
and
say
then,
that.
We got some shows coming up. We got October 14th at Richard's Goat Tavern, and then October 27th playing Emo Night at Rampart. And yeah, more.
And then
more
I got that November 13th at Redwood Retro.
So y'all hear it. Y'all hear it here first. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to drop this before all this shit goes down. I'm pretty sure we're going to get it out there, but y'all listen to it. You know what I'm saying? They talking the truth. They telling you where they're going to be at. So y'all pull up. Y'all see my boys.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all again for up for
Thank
second
you,
time, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And if you see Louis out in public, run up to him and yell, you're that TikTok guy.
Yeah. I really like when that happens, yeah. So definitely do that.
My boys, thank y'all for coming through, bro. I really, really appreciate y'all every time, bro. And like I said, follow my boys. Go see the shows, because I'm telling you, you will not regret it, because they got the cute goth girls there, bro.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling y'all, bro. Hey, this is Albert. We signing off. Hip Hop Humble.
Shout
I love y'all.
Peace.
Hell yeah.